podcast is called Okay Stupid.
Welcome to Okay Stupid.
Okay Stupid.
A horny podcast for podcast? And quarantine.
And coronavirus. COVID-19.
Podcast. Now. Okay. Used to be not. Now it is. Well, it's
topical. Today we have special guest Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Can you imagine? It's like the Steve Bannon to our Red Scares, Dr. Anthony Fauci on
We're
OK
like,
Stupid.
So Tony, how many times have you been beating it a day?
Yeah, has the virus affected your sex life?
He's like, I don't sleep. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, I could really see myself running with that bit.
Yeah.
Hey girl, what's up?
Hey girl, not much. Here's a fun fact about me. I took twice the amount of edible I've been taking every night.
Yes.
We started recording this podcast, so hopefully it won't kick in the next hour. But
I'm also
different.
Pretty high. It's gone down since we stalled a lot, but I'm definitely not a hundo P. I'll say that much.
So I'd love to hear about your experience making brownies.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, man, I have so much to talk about today, and it's all about weed. yes, I did make pot brownies yesterday for my best friend from home's birthday. She turns 25 today. Happy birthday, Alexis. She did have coronavirus 26 days ago, and she's doing great. We took a social distance bike ride today for her birthday. I gave
That's
her the brownies.
So
I wore a mask the whole time because I don't Puggy trust
narc.
Her. And... Yeah, the brownies were, I only took, so they were really strong. I put in a quarter ounce of weed.
Into how much butter?
And I did make the can of butter, one stick.
Oh my God. That is four times the amount that we put in ours.
Right. But I don't think I did it quite right. Like, I don't think they're as powerful. I did do a calculation. I cut the pan into 16 pieces and I calculated that each piece was about 125 milligrams. However, I took half last night and didn't feel that high. And like typically I need like 30 milligrams. So either I fucked up my calculation and they're way weaker, or my tolerance has just fucking skyrocketed because I've been in California with a bomb, smoking.
Yeah,
and
no day job.
So it's hard to know. However, I did toot this morning and it smelled like weed.
Okay, what else is happening about weed today, Cobb?
So on this birthday bike ride, we brought 25 blunts, 25 for 25. And we stopped at several locations and smoked one. I only smoked about, because we each had our own, we like divvied them up beforehand. We each had our own lighter and we tried to be really sanitary about it. I only got through like 3.5.
Okay, good. I was going
to
say,
so
that
I've got,
is crazy.
By my count, about 7 more to go. And yeah, we stopped at several parts. We like basically rode around the whole island where we live and... smoked a blunt at every
the big
so
island
often.
Of
we
Hawaii.
We actually ran into here in Honolulu. Yes, no, we ran into my fucking high school gym teacher who has a credible rape accusation against him.
No way. What was he doing?
And I didn't even notice.
Oh,
walking. We biked past him. He was just like on a walk with his wife. Question
oh
mark.
God. Do you think he's sorry?
But. It's great to be home. Well, I was wearing a mask, so maybe not. He didn't know. I don't.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I hope not.
But yeah, it was wild.
I had one of
so
those
I am
too.
a little baked. Yeah,
gym
seems...
teacher who got fired for similar reasons at my all girls school.
Yeah, you know. Oh God.
The volleyball coach.
Yeah, not good. So gym teachers in general. Well, they can either be. Well, I guess
no,
like all people,
cool
there's a real. They run a real range. I've definitely had a cool one. Miss Link, fucking homie. She might
Morgan.
Be dead. Rest
she
in
used
peace.
To be in the circus, so she taught us circus arts instead of PE. We learned juggling and how to unicycle and other circus arts.
Yes. Catherine learned how to walk on a ball in high school.
Oh my God, that's so cool. For PE.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. We did cup stacking. That was my
Oh yeah, I forgot that you did that. You were really good at it.
I have my own set. So good. Definitely within championship range.
Oh my God. How did you like decide to commit yourself to that?
Well, I was at a toy store and saw the cups and was like, oh shit, I enjoyed those. Yeah. And then one thing led to the other. I still have them. I still practice from time to time.
I'd love to see you sometime.
Maybe I'll do a video.
Yeah, I think you should. Can you send us one?
I always thought it would be a really good bit to do the cup stacking routine, but with glass cups and just watch them shatter. Yeah. Hands bloodied. Anyway, because you can like make a pyramid and then you like slide them down.
Oh, that's perfect.
It would just be a real mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll use my mother's kitchen to create that piece.
That's comedy. Yeah.
Comedy, maybe. Okay. Let's bring in our guests.
Yes, please.
I'm so excited. We've already been chatting for like an hour. This is one of my best friends from college. She's a musician. She's blonde, newly. Probably not that new anymore. And I love her dearly, Jenna, and her wonderful girlfriend, Kat.
Hey. Wow. Thank you so much for having us. Are we in now?
We're in it?
You're in.
They've been chomping at the bit. God. We had to scold them a couple times.
I just need to get something off my chest really quick, if you don't mind. So I cannot believe we have been friends this long and have not talked about cup stacking, because in fourth grade, I would consider myself the champ. I don't know if we had an official league, but I mean, I definitely learned the one that's like, you know, that one that's in like Pitch Perfect or something.
Okay.
Did you know that one too?
You might be confused.
You might be confused because...
Yes, but that's not the competitive sport.
No, but the one you're talking about is like you build a pyramid and then one side goes down and then the other.
Really?
I'm certainly familiar
do.
With that.
You
too.
Do know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Wait, yours was that kind, not the musical kind? Oh my god, the whole time I've known you.
I thought Anna Kendrick bullshit.
The whole time. I didn't know there was another kind.
Yeah, not the.
That's literally what I thought. It's so different
Dude,
now that you spell it out
so
like
funny.
That.
My mom sings me that song from time to time, specifically the part that's like, "You're gonna miss me when I'm gone." And usually after she's being really annoying.
That's a really funny bit.
Wow, so you... You did both kinds, Jenna?
Yeah, I would consider myself
a
jack of all trades
sorts
in the
when
stacking
it comes to
cup
cups.
Department. Musical cups, whatever you want to call
wow.
it. And we did get funding, I think, for kind of the Mercedes of stacking cups. We got like some sets in, like, yeah.
Speed stacking.
The industry standard term. But yeah, we had some cool neon colors. They all came in packs. People definitely took some home, but
oh my god,
yeah, it was pretty sick
indeed. Yes. Now Kat, did you have this activity as an option for your physical education in high school?
Not at all. No, it was pretty standard jog the mile bullshit. Yeah.
My high school was yoga,
dude,
and meditation and rock climbing for PE.
That is so outdoorsy.
Yeah, well, half the year it was drug and sex ed, and then the other half it was yoga and climbing.
Oh my god, wait, it was actually called drug and sex ed?
I don't know what
that's
it was
like
called.
Pretty much exactly
really?
What we had though, too, because I remember like one day watching someone give birth and like the next day like we were doing presentations on methamphetamine.
I wrote a song called to the tune of I Can Ride My Bike With No Handlebars. I wrote a song called I Can Live My Life With No Stimulants.
That is awesome.
And I sang it, I think, with my group, and we made a video. I definitely still have it on my computer.
Someone definitely did a parody of like the song that goes, "Blame it on the juice, got to feel it loose." That Jamie Foxx, "Blame it on the alcohol."
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
wow,
that's gotta
a lot
be a go-to.
Song parodies, it's drug and sex ed.
How else do you learn?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Because they made us make fucking videos all the time.
Yeah, videos about dental
in Spanish
dams
class.
And pregnancy. Yeah.
Wow, that is involved. We definitely just watched
dental
the Miracle
dams,
of Life.
Dental dams, there's no way you had any education on dental dams.
We did.
No way. I don't buy it.
It's a very progressive school.
Really?
Yeah.
I still don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Just think about a piece of saran wrap.
I just use a fruit roll-up.
Yeah. It was my nickname on my high school lacrosse team.
Saran wrap?
Double D.
Double D. That's awesome.
Dental dam.
Dental dam? Yeah. Why? Because
I was the goalie and I kept everything out.
Oh, shit. Wow.
And it's a square goal on the lacrosse sport.
Square goal.
I don't know if I would describe my vagina as a square.
Well, dental dams do. Okay, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
I know nothing about what you're talking about. I'm so lost.
Dude, I'll send you a video.
Hoover Dam? Just kidding. Okay, guys, I would love for you to introduce each other. So tell me about who your partner is, the basics. Paint me a picture with words.
No, you please.
Okay. Please, after you. Please.
Anytime now.
Yeah, so this is Kat. She is my girlfriend. We are girlfriends. I don't want to do the whole possessive.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Brother.
And she's a great girl. She is beauty. She is grace. She is a crafty gal. She is a gold medal winning embroidery teacher. And really a bronze medal winning guitar
yes!
student.
Also not true.
Maybe not even medal placing.
Do you really teach embroidery?
Absolutely
to me,
not.
To me.
No,
yeah,
she's
yeah,
teaching
yeah.
you
to
embroidery.
Me and hopefully some other roommates here once they finally show an interest in the craft. And yeah,
I was talking to someone today who said he wanted to learn it. So
we can
like,
set up
well,
a Zoom.
Kind of
bring
a
him into
setup.
The Zoom yeah. chat.
Okay. I will.
Send him
I, really
I would love to earn some extra money right now.
Okay. And we'll link Kat's Venmo in the comments.
You should
too.
Start a Twitch.
Yeah.
Dude, Zoom embroidery classes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I interrupted.
And so she's learning, you're teaching her guitar in exchange. It's like kind of a bartering,
yeah,
trading of skills.
Barter, strictly yeah. barter system over here. Yeah. but yeah, I mean.
You've rejected capitalism so much that you just
yes,
you stick
yes,
to barter.
Yes, it starts within the home. Yeah. no, but yeah, we're having fun over here. And, you know, I love her to death. Let me tell you.
What's her sign?
Cat sign?
Go.
Oh, yeah. Cat is here.
I was
we go.
Hoping we'd get into
here
this,
we
honestly.
Go. Cat is a Gemini.
Oh, I did. You posted something about that on Instagram, and I was like, Cat's a Gemini. I had a visceral response to it, so I'm glad this is coming.
Yeah. So, kind of a little fun fact is that my mom is a Gemini, and
same
yeah,
with Lisa Cobb.
Really? How fun is that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They should. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll have you know.
And Kat, well, we'll wait for this when Kat does my
well,
little introduction.
Kat's mom, as
Kat,
in
yeah.
my mom,
yeah.
is a Capricorn, and Jenna's a Capricorn. So our moms.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sort
I
of
don't
a
even
Freud,
know.
Freud
You're
situation.
You're always trying
yeah,
to
exactly.
date your mom constantly
yeah.
in this life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and sue us.
So.
That's true, because my mom's a Gemini, and I had a Gemini thing for a while, and I finally kicked it. No offense.
No offense taken. I am used to being the reject because of my sign, so it all is fair in love and war.
So true.
Yeah.
Isn't it
but
true?
But Geminis are, like, I perceive you as the popular one, so you can handle a few knocks.
The Geminis are the popular one?
That's
whoa.
What I've always thought.
Whoa,
no, that's
whoa,
Libras.
Whoa.
That's what I am.
Yeah. Whatever Caroline yeah. is, consider
oh,
that the one.
Fuck you, man. Yeah.
Wait, Emily, you're a Pisces, correct? I asked Jenna the other day. And
oh.
Okay.
Loud and proud.
Yeah. And what's Catherine?
Sad.
Okay, I actually don't know what that means, but... Okay, cool.
Me neither.
Anyways.
It's going to be kind of a...
That's the thing.
Yeah.
No one knows.
I can...
yeah, please.
Well, okay, since I'm supposed to... Okay,
yeah, yeah,
let's
yeah,
try
yeah.
this.
Let's try this.
This
let's
is Jenna. Shot. She is my little sunshine of a girlfriend. She is my little...
She is with the blonde hair.
Thank
she
does. You.
She wouldn't take her hat off for this, by the way. I asked her very polite... Oh,
sort of because my hair looks like, actually, this Kate, straight from the horse's mouth, Kat herself told me I looked like I had 90s style chunky highlights because I cannot get my paws on hair bleach these days.
Okay. Wait, but you do, but it's a
thank
look.
You.
Everybody's doing like, it.
Hip as fuck. She's yeah. Kurt Cobain.
Pretty greasy,
she,
too.
She was wearing like Reeboks first. With sweatpants yeah. on a walk the other day, and it was just iconic.
Thank you.
Honestly,
so
it was
much.
So nice.
And I think this shirt that you gave
she
me.
She could.
Well, this isn't going to be fun for the listeners. So sorry. But it says, when I dyed my hair, Emily gave me this shirt that's, oh, I yes. think, an extra large that says Blonde's T-shirt.
It's big, big, big.
And it has, like, it points the arrow. Left arm goes here. So it helps me get dressed in the morning.
She yeah. pulled that out of the dirty bin.
Yeah.
She wears it just, every day.
I just pulled it out of the hamper.
Well, how else are you going to know?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay? It's a lot to process in the morning.
Yeah, she's a paralegal. She's a barista. She's everything and anything.
That's my thing. She is a paralegal.
She absolutely.
Are you a notary public?
I wish. Oh my god! I gotta start my training immediately.
She's a musician.
I can help you. I helped.
You're so love that.
That's right.
Sorry, musician.
She's a musician.
At _ trophy
former barista
_.
There's the plug already.
Yes, we're gonna plug them at the end. She's gonna perform at the end of the episode, I think.
Oh God!
Right?
We set up a little stage for you. I thought you'd like it.
I do have a little Alanis Morissette cover that I sang for Emily the other day. Yeah, Harry's background is incredible. Oh,
yeah, we love the Bay Area.
Okay, we want to know. Everyone's dying to know. How'd you two meet?
Go for
please.
It.
Please. We met on Tinder, the Tinned, the big
okay.
T. And I T-zone, exactly. And we just start and chatting away. And I think we a little bit bonded over how much we both were made uncomfortable by Tinder a lot of the time. Yet ironic because here we are today, and yeah, we did the whole go on a date thing, and the rest is herstory.
Now we're quarantining together.
Now we're quarantining together. What is it? A year and a half later.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. A year and a half.
No. Did you talk on Tinder for a while before you met up?
No. So Jenna messaged me. And then I think we messaged for a few weeks. I know I went home to Reading for a little bit in that time, so we probably would have met up even sooner. But I asked her on a date. She was the first to message me, and then I asked her on a date.
True.
And then it was pretty... It was
equitable.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then it was within a few days, I think.
From when you asked me?
Yeah.
Or from... Yeah, definitely. Boom. She lived near my brother at the time, in an undisclosed location. And I was like very nervous, obviously, before our first date. And my brother and I tried to make chicken in the Instapot for the first time. And it was like, I was already running late for the date. And meanwhile, this chicken is still raw after like at least an hour. So I just had a little turkey and cheese sandwich and was on my way. And
She walked over a mile. Yeah.
Well,
over a mile.
Oh my god!
It was Berkeley. He lives in Berkeley, and I lived in Albany, which is like about a mile.
Albany, California, not Albany, New York.
Across the country,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. Forrest Gump style.
She walked.
What this girl won't
so
do
true.
For love?
And may I say thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. And I will walk, what is it, 500 miles?
Vanessa Carlton?
And so Vanessa's in there, too.
And I will walk 500.
She's 1,000 miles.
She's 1,000.
Right?
She's 1,000.
Yeah. But Jenna walked even more than that.
Yeah, infinite. Googleplex.
Yeah.
Well, we love it when the technology works out and when you can take a digital Absolutely. Connection and really breathe human life into it. It's really Certainly. Special.
We did. We really cultivated it.
What's your quarantine situation? You guys are quarantined together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, so we...
Is it at one of your places?
We are currently at my house, and Kat has nice. Been so invited, enveloped into the situation.
Also, my roommates don't want me back because they're very germ-phobic.
That is a right, key point
yeah.
to mention.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, this is not I didn't a just choice. Invite myself over... I feel like we should include the fact that my roommates are not okay with me coming back until this is all over. So it's a little different than me just...
Until it's over?
Dude, yes. It could be forever.
No, so I've been over one time since this has been a thing, and I had to, like, plead with them over text message. Like, can I please get some things? I will wipe down every surface that I touch. Like, I just need to get some essentials. And they're like... Well, I guess if it's something you need, like, yeah, sure, but just, like, let us know exactly when and, like, how it's going to happen. And so I had I had to wear my mask. I had to wear gloves. I had to bring Clorox wipes in my own home.
A bubble boy.
To go just, like, get some extra essentials. Because I was pretty ignorant to how long this whole quarantine situation was going to last. I was like, okay,
sure.
I'll live with Jenna for,
Dude,
like,
we
2
were.
Weeks.
They were like, yeah, 2 weeks, I was like, okay, weeks. It'll be yeah. weeks.
So initially, I only packed stuff for 2 weeks. And then here we are 2 months in, and I need some other stuff. So they were hesitant to even
yeah,
let me.
Yeah,
I've had to switch out my clothes a few times. Wow.
Well, are you allowed back at yours, Caroline?
Yeah, yeah.
Congrats. This is not a luxury.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Yeah. Must be nice.
I know. I am
That's
lucky.
That's awesome.
I am lucky. But I try to be safe.
You have a couple roommates,
right,
Jenna?
We got a couple roommates in the house. Yeah,
like
we
a big
got
house.
Jorge. We got Rashad. We got the sweet dog, Bijou.
You have a dog and a cat?
Yeah, 2 cats. Well, Jorge has 2 cats. Rashad has
oh
a dog.
My God.
They have a whole
That's
love
so fun.
Unrequited. Well, it's requited love, but Bijou just is chasing these cats away every day, and he cannot get
oh.
some
What is this dog French? Excuse me?
yeah. And to top it all off, our sort of our Kimmy Gibbler character from Full House, who kind of is always knock, knock, knocking on that front door saying, hey, what's up, everyone? And then everyone's like, go home, Kimmy. Well, his name is Pierre, which
yeah.
I think is kind of a French name, right? I actually haven't asked him
yeah,
about
it's like
it.
The
yes,
French
very
name.
Much so. Is this a neighbor?
Yeah, yeah. Pierre. Well, I've already divulged his name. I was so Pierre. He will be listening. He lives a couple doors down.
We'll change it to Jacques in post.
Jacques Cousteau.
So that the joke still works.
But yeah, he lives a couple doors down. He's sort of the local candy dealer, if you will, because this is all public knowledge, this podcast, and I did give away his first name. But yeah,
do you let him in? Like, is he part of your bubble now?
I personally let him in, but he has been adopted into the quarantine bubble by another roommate who shall remain nameless, Bijou.
My sister keeps bringing people in. It's like
really?
A fucking revolving
yeah.
door.
Just friends?
Well, one friend, but I'm bitter. Because I'm not allowed any.
Yeah, you had to get there first. You missed your chance.
Except for my distance bike ride. Word. Well, have you two... I keep thinking you're string poppers.
I'm so sorry.
No, I love it. I fucking love it and keep doing it. Okay, I want to ask, what have you guys learned about each other while in quarantine?
Oh, right.
Because maybe you've never lived together before. Maybe you've never spent
yeah,
as much
yeah.
time together. Maybe you have.
Definitely. This is kind of our, I mean, we certainly spent a lot of time together before this, but this is definitely our first time living, technically living together for like the
yeah,
past.
Yeah, we've definitely been
a couple months.
2.5 months.
2.5, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2.5 anniversary.
Wow.
yeah, I don't know. What if
Quariversary.
There are a couple of things.
Please, probably. Rattle them right off.
Oh, yes.
Jenna can eat the same sandwich for...
That's true.
100 days in a row. But it's, like, the thing that makes it interesting is that there's only, like, 2 things on the sandwich. And she doesn't even spread the mayonnaise all the way. She just spreads the mayonnaise, like, within... It's like a landing strip of mayonnaise.
This is new critique. Yeah.
I didn't tell you this for a reason.
Landing strip of mayonnaise.
It's like a landing strip of mayonnaise.
It's the Brazilian style.
Yeah.
It's, oh, you don't put any?
It's not even... Okay, I fully require, when I make my own sandwiches, you know, you put the sauce... edge to edge on the bread, right? Like all the way.
That's another, yeah, that's, well, the polar opposite, sure, though. Like that's a different end of the spectrum. Like there is an in between.
Okay,
you know?
Well, she is at the most, like, she's right, not I even think you guys moderate. Are. She is.
We are.
She is.
The ends.
She just does a landing strip.
I only put it around the edges.
The whole time I, unbeknownst to me, she's looking over my shoulder, taking notes, critiquing. For the podcast, I mean.
So that's, I guess, the main thing.
And now
thing.
We found our first butter.
What are her
the
ingredients?
The ingredients are literally
ham and
shredded
cheese?
Lettuce, turkey. Okay, there's 3 ingredients. Shredded lettuce, which she was disappointed she didn't find today at the store. Because she wouldn't find the full.
Damn.
She wouldn't buy the full head of lettuce.
It's
she
more deli style
it.
That way.
Ew. You yeah, gotta so get it pre shredded.
Yeah.
And then
I get that.
Turkey
I don't have a
and cheddar cheese and mayonnaise. That's it.
That sounds so... Wait, can I tell you something? I've been craving that sandwich so badly.
Let me ship it to you.
But I'm living with a vegetarian, and he keeps making fun of me for wanting to buy those ingredients.
Oh, wow. That's fucked up. Cause
so I haven't been able to have it. No, it's okay. It's a gross thing to eat.
Nope.
Oh!
I mean...
Well...
No, I mean, like, to keep you. Eating lunch meat every day. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's what she's doing!
No. No, it's different.
No, it's deplorable.
For me,
yeah.
I know it's not like an admirable. I really like it. It's not an admirable thing to eat.
Yeah,
but it's come some
on,
way.
No,
come
it's
on.
A no
it's
way
like,
endearing.
It's a
at
simple
all.
Delight. Yeah. It's a simple yeah. delight. It's like a PB&J. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
I had a PB&J every day, like K-12.
Exactly.
So I get it. And yeah, it got boring. Yes. Yeah, it yes. got monotonous. Yeah. But. Yes. But I was loyal.
Sometimes I'll go through phases of like a couple of years with sandwiches where I'm like really into one for like a big chunk of
absolutely.
Time. Absolutely. Switch, you know?
Yeah. Like a Monte Cristo.
Yeah. I had a big deli PB&J phase last year.
What? A deli PB&J?
Yeah. Like every time I went to a deli, that's what I would
Are
get.
You serious?
And only like $1.
Yeah. They like put it on the grill.
So
they
yeah,
grill
good.
It right up for you? I've never
toasted.
Had a grilled version. Like all in a little panini good. Press?
Well, if you'd break from your turkey.
No, it's like on like an egg grill.
Yeah, like a hot counter.
Yeah. A hot
sorts.
Counter.
All right, now that's...
Excuse me,
now
you guys
you're
got a hot counter back here.
Kat, keep the criticisms coming. What else about Jenna?
The criticisms? Okay, so like... When we first started sleeping in the same bed, which was like, you know.
A year ago. We waited a year and a half.
No. Well, anyway, okay. I let it be known that I love having the outside situation with the bed. Like, you can easily access the bathroom, get more water, get a snack, whatever, during the middle right. of the night. And she was like, yeah, no problem. I'm like very easy with that. Like, and I have found out during quarantine that is just simply not the case. She loves the outside.
Oh my God.
She was lying to me this whole time.
Guilty, I'm an outside bitch.
But at first she was like, it's no problem. I have no issues giving up my outside placement.
Yeah. Yeah, might so. I butt in for a moment? So
it's hard.
So here's my analysis of the situation, right? So at the very beginning, when we started to share a bed, I was like, definitely we had not been dating for very long. You know, some may say we rushed into things. Say it all you want. I don't care. Right? Yeah. U-Haul. Yes.
Absolutely.
We are both girls. Okay. Get over it. So we, I was basically telling Kat, like, you know, please, like, it seems like outside with a capital O is more important to you. Like, I, you know, don't have a huge preference. And then it starts to be revealed throughout the course of quarantine, I guess, fast forward. Yeah. Like a year and a half later. And, I do have a slight preference for outside, but I, out of love, I would like to think that I was trying to keep that from her for as long as possible. And I still want her to have outside because, you know, I don't think I quite have the type of, the level of preference that Kat over there
I have
does have. It so is many. A true, I mean, it's like on her, what do you call it, rider, like whatever that thing is, where you say only green M&Ms, right?
Must yeah, have
I, like, I haven't been formally diagnosed, but I'm fairly sure I have restless leg syndrome. Because I have to get up in the middle of the night and, like, true. Stretch.
Undiagnosed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because
damn, do they start a twitching
no,
or what?
No, it's not a twitch. It's just, like, they want to be freed. They want
to dance.
They want to dance their little legs off.
It's that, like, I get what you mean.
No, I have to get up and I have legs to stretch. Their own. I have to, like, I lay down on the floor and I stretch into a pancake. And
that
then
sucks.
I can sometimes fall asleep after that. But, yeah. So that's, like.
That's what you have a rightful claim.
And Jenna falls asleep like a fucking
no
baby.
Offense,
she's just out like not a like a goddamn light.
I don't know about that. But also, yeah, today we Kat also like revealed to me that. So now, like, I mean, again, this isn't going to be fun for the podcast listeners, unfortunately. But like, you can see the bed is now in the center of the room. So like, both edges
yeah,
are on the outside, right? Like. But there's two outsides.
I was
going
to suggest.
And so Kat even said now that she would prefer one of the outsides from sleep until 6 a.m. because it's further away from the windows and it's better access to the dresser. And then from 6 a.m. on, as soon as that sun rises, she prefers the other side. So now we're going to have a little routine.
I did. It was a
set the alarm for 6.
A little song and dance. Yeah. You'll do like a.
I absolutely was joking that we could set our alarms for 6 a.m. and then we could switch so that I could have the darker side of the room and then she could be on the inside and I could have outside and the darker side of the room.
The only solution I can think of is you got to get a rotating
Austin Powers style, yeah. Waterbed.
Just to slowly swivel you.
This reminds me of how my parents both thought that the other person really preferred to have the toilet paper under, you know, and under over.
I was just thinking about that today.
Had the misunderstanding, yeah, that the other person liked it under. And so they had that like in their first, you know, really early in their relationship. So for their whole marriage, they always put it under and were like resentful That's that they amazing. Had to do it that way. But they're like, but they really like it. And then they found out when I was like 16 that they both liked it over and they'd been resenting each other for years over
God.
Miscommunication.
That is the ultimate.
And 2 years later,
Everyone
they were divorced.
Likes it over, first of all.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Look, I don't know. It could have been the whole reason.
Absolutely.
That I do think about that from time to time. How often our internal narratives are incorrect.
Right.
And we just live with,
it's
like,
very frightening.
That.
Yeah.
Just tiptoeing around.
Well, I'm glad you guys figured out a compromise.
Thank you.
For now. And when,
yeah.
I mean,
work
well, to do.
Yeah,
still,
certainly
however.
Work to do. Yeah. We'll have to maybe, because that all got revealed today, maybe tonight we'll set the 6 a.m. alarm and do the little drill and see how it works out.
That is so funny. It's also so funny because I guess we're just not at the age, like, because none of my friends have a bed that has two sides. Like, everyone has the bed pushed up against the wall. Who I don't know a single person who has enough space.
Yeah, it's always a pain to have it in the middle. Yeah, it
takes up the whole room. I'm
sure.
Like, I know, maybe.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe you're not truly an adult until you have two bedside tables.
I think that is very true. And two lights, you know? Have control over your own goddamn light. I can't wait for that stage of my life.
Awesome.
To not have to ask someone to pass you your LaCroix.
I have to ask for my stupid bottles of medication every night. Can you pass me my pills?
Various creams.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, don't forget
my ointment, dear.
Yeah, that's true, because outside has to be the pastor as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, hey. It sucks.
It's like the aisle seat on the plane, kind of.
Exactly.
Now, is that your preferred spoon style as well? If you like the outer side, do you prefer to be bigger spoon?
No, I feel like we're...
Or does that change with the tides,
like
too?
We're very lesbian in that we are equal in the spoon category.
Hey, everything is equal, okay? How dare you imply?
So you face each other when you spoon, which is the lesbian way.
We're verse.
I can't fall asleep in the facing each other position. I feel like I'm breathing bad breath onto her, so I can't fall asleep.
God. I have the same thing.
Yeah. So it's one way or the other, but I like both.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, wearing a mask has really illuminated to me how my breath smells.
It does bounce right back, doesn't it? Wearing a mask.
Oh.
Wearing a mask.
I haven't experienced that.
I have to admit, I belched in my mouth twice today.
Did it smell like the weed edibles? Just like your fart?
No, that's just my toots.
Oh my god. I accidentally trapped myself in my mask with a huge spray of my own perfume.
Oh shit.
And it was like I couldn't smell anything else. It was so gross. Oh my god.
Yeah, are scented masks being sold worldwide?
That's a great question. I bet anytime.
Scented, unscented options?
I will say though,
it's kind of a genius idea. Jen.
Speaking of breath though, I guess something that I learned about Kat is that she kind of has a bit of a fetish for cat breath.
Oh, this is interesting to get into right now.
She will sniff that shit right up. When you see that as Kat's yawning, you better believe you're gonna see Kat front row seat.
This is really interesting.
Please. If you care to explain.
I mean, I have
my sister used to make out with her dog.
I literally have no explanation. From a young age, when I've had cats my whole life, when they yawn, I've enjoyed the scent of their yawns, that was a nice little pop I just saw, Emily. But yeah, I just enjoy that whole situation.
Audio
it
medium.
It smells really relaxing to me. And I don't know. I have nothing further to say, and I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
The defense rests.
It's kind of like a baby's neck.
Yeah.
Maybe. I get that. Yeah, baby's neck.
What? Baby's neck?
Babies have great smelling neck.
I thought it was the top of the head. I don't think it's the neck.
Yeah, maybe it is the top.
It's definitely the head.
Give me the baby a hickey.
You guys ever smelled baby neck?
Because babies have such long hair.
Some of them.
They're baby mane. Oh my god.
Do any of you have cats?
It was like the back of the head.
No. No. I don't think anyone has a cat here unless.
I don't. No. Harry used to live with one, and I'm going to live with one for a little bit, which I'm excited about.
Well,
how do you know? Did you interview it to be your roommate?
Me?
You're good at live with a cat?
My roommate's boyfriend is moving in for a little bit with his cat.
Oh, gotcha.
But not permanently, for a while. So you get to have a cat.
You grew up with cats then.
Yeah, I love
Make
cats.
Make sure to get that breath.
I
have 4 cats.
I just had a
smell the breath.
Smell the breath.
Yeah. You'll
Do
have
not
to report
brush
back.
First.
Cat breath. Oh my god, I'm obsessed with that. I love it. I bet it smells good. I wish I had
bottle
one right
it
now.
Up for you.
I'm not going to defend it. I'm not trying to defend it.
Yeah. Hey, you have every right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kat is also sniffing. I don't know if this has been known yet on the pod, but Kat is furiously sniffing away at her essential oils right now. To calm her.
That sounds so nice.
I'm a bit of an anxious person. I think that can be.
Absolutely. Yeah, I forgot to mention that in your bio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we feel bio. That.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot to add to the bio.
Yeah, you guys didn't do prognoses.
I told Jenna I felt like I was about to have a job interview before this podcast.
Yeah, so fire away all the questions.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I am the boss.
Yeah.
Well, Jenna mentioned you like were maybe going to start a job and then this hit the fan.
Oh, I did start a job. Yeah.
Because Caroline got a new job like right before everything shut down too.
Totally. I started at like a cool fabric store.
Damn.
Like, that I don't know what else to say besides that's cool. Like, just like
it is cool.
It's got
cool fabrics.
I can imagine it's very cool.
Not Joann's.
I'm not a Joann's.
You're not a Joann's,
but
anymore,
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know if I should give this place a shout out.
They're kind of like big fabric.
All right, it's called Stone Mountain and Daughter Fabrics. It's in Berkeley.
Catch her there.
Wow, that sounds
all
so beautiful.
Bay Area listeners.
Yeah.
So
well, you can't catch her there right now.
You do have a lot.
Sure.
So yeah, you can't catch me there right now.
I guess that's why it's safe to say.
Yeah.
But Caroline, you had one training before you.
I had one training at the coffee shop, and but I'm making way more in unemployment than I would have been making
that
there.
Yeah,
so it's actually
so
totally
fun.
Fine.
Kind of in a similar situation.
Yeah.
Have you got it set up through your direct deposit yet?
Me?
Yeah.
I have it all in my bank account. It's insane. I didn't know it would actually work when I filed for it. Now I just have money.
Yeah.
The concept blew
when I got
my
stimulus
mind.
Check, I
imagine
thought it was fake.
Imagine that, the government supporting vulnerable people.
It's insane.
In
it's so
of
insane.
I made
it feels fake.
Back that I got paid in taxes last year, though. Just from unemployment. It's insane.
Yeah. And I've definitely heard that from so many people that they're making more.
Definitely.
Which is fucked.
Well, I mean, not really.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll take it.
How it should be.
Yeah. I got to figure it out because they're sending all my shit to a debit card in New York and I'm not there.
You want me to go to your apartment?
Ooh, maybe.
We can talk off pod.
Yeah, we'll talk
off pod.
Now that I have
pod,
a bike,
combo.
I kind of go everywhere.
Yeah. So, well, we wanted to ask you what your biggest fight was, but maybe do you think we covered that? We covered this.
I feel like
do you have anything else that maybe
good
we
sticks out?
At least 10, I think. Well, with I think the other one would be maybe regarding the movie Ma. Have you all?
I've seen the trailer.
No.
Okay. With
I. Well,
what's her name? What's that?
Octavia Spencer.
Octavia Spencer. Yeah.
She's super cool actress.
Incredible.
And she's in really awesome films and television, but she's in this very awful thriller film called Ma. M-A. Spelled M-A.
Uh-huh.
And it's
not to be confused with my high school.
Not to be spoiling anything, but it's a not great film. And I begged Jenna for months on end to watch it with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I think that's pretty much it. Ended
over,
up being a
over.
Terrible, terrible movie. And as exactly as I predicted.
Were you like pissed that. Did you gloat?
A little bit. I think generally we've never is so boring, but we've never fought.
Yeah.
But we have little tiffs and we're
plenty
like
of tiffs.
Tiffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want to watch this really stupid tiffs. BBC show about a murder. And she's
usually
like, well,
how it goes,
I want to watch this thing that's like
The Office. Yeah. this thing that is called The Office. It's very, you know, I don't know if you've heard of it. Yeah.
Wait, but this is super real because we don't have completely compatible TV tastes either. There's like some good middle ground. But yeah, sometimes
I really like anything that's like a thriller. I want to watch something stupid, and she wants to watch The Crown. I love all the thrillers. I could watch a scary huge movie thriller every
head.
Night.
Huge thriller head. Yeah.
Which really helps that's with my crazy. Sleep, by that's the so way. Cool. Just kidding.
And your anxiety.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Nice one.
So like, you know, I could watch like mystery murder shows every night, and Jenna wants to watch more relaxed comedy shows. So we try to find a middle ground.
It's her style.
So Catherine is the same though, Emily?
Yeah, well, her tastes are somewhat different from mine. They're not like exactly like your tastes, but yeah, we found good middle ground in like documentaries. We both love documentaries. We're both independently watching one on the Roosevelts right now.
Or like real documentaries.
And there's like certain shows, like we'll start certain shows together and then like that'll be our show together. But yeah, we watch a lot of different, surprise, surprise, she does not want to watch stoner animated comedies all the time. And,
same here.
I know. Yeah. It's exactly my taste.
Yeah. We're all in this together.
She's like highbrow.
We're doing The Sopranos. It's so
good. Oh, yeah.
We,
that's on my list. I've never seen
it. We tried it.
It's definitely good. I'm embarrassed to say. I was good. Really hoping to hate it.
Why?
Yeah. Because we didn't know if it was for girls.
It's definitively not for girls.
Sometimes
yeah.
they're very violent. Yeah.
The Sopranos is for boys and Sex in the City.
We were talking
in terms of HBO, Prestige.
We were like talking about how much I was like, I hate all the female characters on this show. And then I was like, why would that be? And then I was like, oh, they're all written. Each one of them is like a horrible, annoying person. And then I was like, wow, is that what women are like? And I was like, wait, no. I was thinking through. And I was like, wait, oh my God, this is what men think. It's like on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Every single like, female character
I've definitely
is a huge
met
bitch.
One or two broads I could tolerate. So,
yeah, exactly. It's like, anyway.
That is so cool that you that you went through that but it's thought process and then you came out ahead.
Thank you.
It's Edie Falco. Young Edie Falco.
Oh, you hate her in it. She's like so annoying.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, I hadn't really formed an opinion. I didn't feel that strongly either way. But,
well, she's just
but
like,
also,
all
I have
nags.
Been watching this show baked out of my mind. It's possible.
Wait, Edie Falco is in The Sopranos?
She's like,
yes, she's the wife.
We just watched Nurse Jackie.
This
I
is
loved
really
it.
Disappointing.
I loved it.
Wait, our friend, shout out Rachel Kushner, loves Nurse Jackie and has been trying to get everyone to watch. So you want to give it another additional plug?
That is our plug for the podcast. Please, anyone who's listening, go watch Nurse Jackie.
I also have another plug.
What's your plug?
You don't remember?
The YouTube. Oh, yeah. Do you mind if Kat plugs something?
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Please.
Yeah,
hold on.
So we, I shouldn't say we. Kat was on her computer looking at little recipe, YouTube recipes, as I think a lot of people are right now. But there is this
sweet, Tiny Kitchen.
Tiny Kitchen. That was about a couple weeks back. We were getting into that. But
this might need to be edited out.
This
so
guy.
I can find my YouTube right now.
Just edit this out.
Hold on.
Do you see YouTube?
Oh,
he's the sweetest
man. But he's not. He has like maybe 17,000 like subscribers.
Is that a lot? Or no, it's not that many. 17,000?
I don't think so. James Strange.
James Strange, baby.
James Strange.
He is just the sweetest little guy.
Just like a dad talking about food that he likes while making it. Like, that's all I'm going to say.
Go check for yourself. You're going to love
he
it.
He also
You're
has a lot
this...
of like vegetarian stuff, so, like for whatever reason.
Yeah, meat and vegetarian alike. Meat and he vegetarian does not alike. Discriminate. Yeah. I think you don't know that he's a dad necessarily, right? Or did he?
I'm just saying he seems like a dad.
Yeah, he absolutely has Very dad vibes.
Have you been following
along? No, we found it today.
His recipes?
Yeah, we did. Before this, we froze some tofu.
Yeah.
As per because his recommendation. Because of
James Strange.
Oh, that's exciting.
Because as Caroline says.
I didn't know you could freeze it.
It is.
You're going to put it in water glasses? Make some tofu in an ice cube?
Sort of like an almond milk situation.
Yeah.
Squeeze it right out.
Well, my mom has been freezing beef because she's worried about the shortage. I feel like if the Cobb family has to go vegetarian, hell is going to freeze over.
That is so funny.
I think it's very possible.
That's rough. That's really rough.
The Cobb family will crumble before they resort to vegetarianism. Yeah.
Cobb family would rather get COVID.
Yeah,
tofu cube.
That's
well, that's very exciting. I'm sure he appreciates the. He's going to get a flood of young followers.
I think he would so appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, I also wanted to plug that Jenna here has a brand new band, and they just dropped their brand new first single, and they're called Trophy Baby, and they're phenomenal, and you can find them on SoundCloud.
You can catch us on SoundCloud
Spotify?
For sure.
Are we on Spotify yet?
We are not yet on Spotify. Gotta do that this coming... Well, might I say, by the time this pod drops, let's hope that will be my deadline, right, to get it on Spotify, so... Catch us on Spotify.
This will hold you accountable.
I'll hold myself to that.
That's awesome.
Facebook, we are still under the name Camp Youth. If any listeners can figure out how to change your band's name on Facebook so you can keep the likes but not be the same band.
Fuck, we know someone from college who like works at Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of listeners that please write in. I don't know if you have a podcast email or if you can forward it on, but...
Snail mail, actually.
So try Camp Youth on Facebook.
I'll give them my personal address.
Try Trophy Baby on Facebook. Formerly Camp Youth, now Trophy Baby. You know, it's really up to you what you want to do with that information.
You're getting younger.
Exactly. Like, did you comment that on the on our Instagram Live?
You know, I don't think I comment. Someone else did. I think
you
I
absorbed
internalized
that. That
it
was a
and
great
just because it didn't sound like an original thought.
We're getting more youthful. We're fearing aging. So.
And then for both of you, how would you describe the new sound?
The new sound of the band.
Yeah. How would you describe the sound?
Well, I mean, when I first started dating Jenna, I don't know if it's PC to say that I stalked her SoundCloud, but I stalked. Shit out of youth camp. Camp youth.
Yeah.
So how would you describe? It's a little more.
And you were impressed.
I'm incredibly impressed.
She actually sent me like 20 critiques over Tinder before we
ever met up.
She's like, the mixing is a little rough in this part. I would love to get together and review. Can sit down and really iron some things out with the sound.
Yeah, but I was shocked. Jenna sent me her music really early. I mean, I asked for it, but I was expecting you can hear it later.
Right.
And she sent it right away.
Yeah. Trying to be better about getting it out there, you know.
She sent
you're
it
gonna,
right
if
away.
You're putting it out there, you're going to want people to listen. You got to suck it up at some point. Right, comedians? Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
You got to give in.
That's
you got to sell
truth.
Right out.
But I'm not sure I can give it a full on...
And that's...
Diagnosis. Yeah. Please, oh my god, please, step in here.
Am I wrong in saying it's kind of like surf rock? I get a little bit of early Vampire Weekend influence with the, very smart lyrics, big words, you sing a lot of big words.
Can we quote that on our website?
A lot of big words.
They sing in a lot of big words.
Their new song has...
Thank you.
They use the word intellectualism.
So much.
Critiquingly.
Thank you for citing that.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's good stuff, folks.
You.
The lyrics are very interesting. And support a local Bay Area
appreciate
artist.
It. As well as James Strange.
She's going to have a concert in her
I
home.
Love the
during...
Bay Area.
Everyone just go on down to Jenna's house. She has a concert every night. no mask needed, no gloves. And you can just walk right in there and she'll perform join a little bit.
Come on in.
But we will also, if it's okay, we'll promote the link on our page as well. Thank
you. And Kat would like to promote her fans. Yeah, do you guys have... Wait, what is it? OnlyFans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because she kept calling it fans only, but it actually Farmers is OnlyFans, right?
Kat has been toying with the idea.
Only Farmers.
No, but I'm all about it. I think whoever wants to fucking do that is awesome.
It's awesome. Let's do it. We'll start a couple's OnlyFans, and you can link to that. We will have it ready by the time the pod drops, and we will be charging.
I think you're joking, but it would get a lot of clicks.
Yeah, you would amass a huge following
if you post nudes. I don't doubt podcast. That. Yeah.
Wait, do people have that? Do people have OnlyFans for non-nudity?
Great question.
I think.
Is it?
No idea.
Harry says no, and I trust his judgment on this one. So.
Okay. I was just wondering.
I guess not.
We got Harry checking the facts feet pics, the whole time.
Though. Yeah, feet Harry's picks? The fact checker maybe. Of the pod. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Signaling if we maybe say something wrong. Maybe you could post...
Yeah.
Harry, was it PC to say that Kat stalked
you? You post a body part.
Did you check that? Okay, we're good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
He says it's clear. Anything else you want to share, I guess? We're kind of coming to the end of our time.
Oh dear, forever. Thank you. We are honored and blessed to be here. Yeah, I mean, we love y'all and we love the pod. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh my God.
We appreciate it.
Well, you're bringing great joy into homes all across our great nation.
I really honestly thought this was like parents' halfway homes over. All across our great nation. I had no idea this was over already.
So Kat, on our OnlyFans, you can catch the second half of this podcast, which Kat and I will continue individually with each other.
It's going to be really expensive. They will,
the second half, they're both naked, but you can't tell. But just knowing that might help.
But yeah, anything. I don't.
Oh my God.
Did you want to get anything off your chest?
No. Yeah, I don't think so.
I think we're good. I think we've said our piece.
I hope this ends soon. I don't really have anything to promote. I mean, I guess I hope this ends soon so I can drive up and see you guys.
Absolutely. Again, doors always open.
It's only.
I don't hope it ends.
Yeah, I'll
soon.
Just pull up Pierre. Yeah. What about you, Caroline? Anything to promote these days?
No. I got nothing.
Oh,
my Twitter.
So. Yeah, follow her on Twitter.
Yeah. I want to have 100,000.
Well, we forgot
followers.
To shout out Kelly, so we'll shout her out.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, remember Power One? Good times.
Yeah. Our first class in college. All together. Okay.
Okay, before we get too sloppy.
Poodin next week.
Next week.